with Jason Russell Rowe.
Hi, Jason. I hope you enjoyed your little break. I first want to ask, you've obviously had a few now good comp gap performances. What does that do for your just confidence in both comp gap and just regular league play?
I think it helps me feel that I could do it at the highest level. I think against opposition that are on a level like I probably haven't seen before unless I played against this type of quality throughout the league or at international, going up against, you know, the best players in the Mexican league is big, and to show that I'm able to perform at that level means a lot to me.
And I know your coach said he felt like it was over when you scored your goal in the last match. Can you just talk to me about the emotions you felt when you scored that goal?
It's pure joy, you know, to come on the field knowing that I'm going out there to help my team hold on to this game, and then to actually go and just provide a dagger and finish it. I mean, it's pure joy. And in that moment, to kind of feel, you know, you feel, even though the whistle hasn't been blown, you feel that you're going to be in a CONCACAF Champions League final. I mean, it's just amazing. And we've been working so hard to get to this point. So it's an amazing feeling.
And now what is it like following it up with the Hells Real rivalry? Just what a rivalry game means to you?
It's the emotion's been building ever since I stepped foot in Columbus. And I mean, it's a big game, and you could definitely feel it, the atmosphere just throughout the city leading up throughout the week. And, you know, it's very competitive for us. Like, we're going to go out there, and we always want to win, and we want to show we're the best team in Ohio.
Thank you.
Jason, has anything been made in the locker room about how technical your finish was in Monterrey? I mean, it was the left foot. You're all about power and force and speed. But that finish was all about technique. Left foot going away, far post between the goalkeeper and the frame.
I haven't heard anything about it, but I mean, I was even happy when the ball left my foot. I kind of felt it. You know, it wasn't an easy shot because you are running away from the net and the keeper is cutting an angle. But no, I haven't heard much about it, honestly.
You're going to go up against a couple of former and maybe current men's national team players for the U.S. this weekend. Good size in the back for Cincinnati. How do you manage that? You've got certainly size to your advantage as well.
It's just about finding the opportunities, you know, working together up top. You know, we're building a good connection, the forwards this season, and even last year there was a good connection. And just playing off of each other will help because, you know, the defenders in Cincinnati are very good individual and playing together. So we're going to have to be together. And in there, we're going to need some individual qualities to come out as well. We're going to need some of that. But, yeah, just to be connected up front and to play off each other, we'll be able to find opportunities, I think.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason, you said at the beginning of the season you worked on your confidence, and we could see it in your play. How much of the forward room has rubbed off on you in your game?
A lot. Confidence is something that I've been able to see it from other players like Cucho, and you know, when I'm not feeling confident, there are always guys like Christian who are helping me go in the right direction. And just the way, you know, you see players play, like Matan and Diego, when they get the ball at their foot, you know, they're the ones in control. And that's something like the guys have told me a lot, is like when you have the ball, you're in control and just be calm. So, you know, all of them have really been able to help me. And then, of course, you know, you have Marino, and he touches the ball. You know, you're expecting something very quality, flashy, very good 1v1. You know, everybody in the forward room just oozes confidence. And to be able to see it, it definitely helps me gain myself, where my confidence comes with just shooting the ball and taking shots. You know, watching everybody use their quality, it just helps me.
You got a FC Cincinnati team that's coming in, you know, losing in the Eastern Conference Final last year, and then also last year at home, you sort of put the nail in the coffin with that late goal. Can you talk about what it's going to take to stifle the strong Cincinnati?
I mean, they're gonna come out aggressive, and you know everybody's gonna remember that game in the Eastern Conference Final. It was a crazy match, and to be able to come back and beat them in a final in their home, I mean, they're gonna remember that, and they're gonna come out flying. You know, even after this week, they had a good game against Orlando, so they're gonna be, you know, feeling good coming into this game. But we're just gonna have to go out there and play our game, and you know, go after them too. You know, we have to set the tempo because we're playing in our home.
Last one for me. It was said on a couple on the broadcast that coaches said that you had the purest finish of all out of everyone in the room. Can you talk about your finishing?
I guess my finishing is kind of instinctual. It's weird because I never really know how to explain it. It's just having the ability from a young age to kind of use both feet has been big with me. And it kind of opens a lot because now you never know what to expect, I guess. Because it could come off my right foot, come off my left foot. I've been working on my heading just a little bit. Over the years, it's been a very big weak point in my finishing. And so now that I'm able to kind of get all these things to come together, it really helps me be versatile, and you never know how I'm going to score my next goal.